USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Minnesota State Fair officials confirmed in a press conference Sunday that officers responded to a gunshot inside the fairground that led to Saturday night's chaos and the fair's early closure that night. According to police, there had been groups of youths fighting and causing mischief in some of the heavily populated areas of the fairgrounds at the time of the shooting. St. Paul fire medics took one person to the hospital for a non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the leg. Minnesota State Fair Police Chief Ron Nafla says their security measures remain in place, and other than bringing additional officers to the fair Sunday and Monday, officials are at a loss of how to stop those weapons from entering the fairground.
I don't know what else could have been done. Somebody to engage in such a brazen act in a crowd of people with no regard for the safety or the lives of others.
The shooter, believed to be male, reportedly escaped the fairgrounds in the chaos and remains at large. A routine morning jog turned into kidnapping for one young Memphis mother and school teacher. Police are searching for 24-year-old Eliza Fletcher after they say surveillance video shows she was forced into the back of a black SUV near the University of Memphis. 38-year-old Cleotha Abston has been charged with especially aggravated kidnapping and tampering with evidence in the disappearance, and one other person has been arrested. However, Fletcher is still missing. Mark Province, a University of Memphis student, said,
I think we have a security team here that will escort you to your car if it's after dark and stuff like that, so people should be aware of that.
On this Labor Day weekend, are workers more empowered than ever? Employment expert Jim McCoy says the quiet quitting trend, the push for better pay and conditions at work, isn't going anywhere.
Despite a very slight uptick, we're at an all-time low in unemployment, and there are certain sectors, tech in particular, healthcare, where unemployment rates are below 1%. So the reality is employees have a lot of power to be able to determine how they want to work and where they want to work.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Joe Biden drew both criticism and praise for his words in his primetime speech in Philadelphia earlier this week against what he calls MAGA Republicans, and his predecessor, Donald Trump, calling their agenda a, quote, extremism that threatens the very foundation of our republic. President Biden's senior advisor and former mayor to Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, says the president was not targeting all Republicans with his words, but rather seeking to unite the country in our values.
The president spoke optimistically about who we are as Americans. We are the greatest nation in the world, but also a reminder that we have to be intentional about being the greatest nation in the world.
Jackson, Mississippi isn't the only city with a water crisis. Dangerous levels of arsenic have been found in the tap water at a public housing complex in the East Village of Manhattan in New York City. Thousands of the low-income residents have been told not to drink or cook with water from their taps at the Jacob Riis housing complex. The city's public advocate, Jamami Williams, answered questions at the scene Sunday morning.
This is the first time that there's been a positive test of arsenic in the city's water, in any of the water at all in the city.
Healthcare workers are preparing for the newly approved updated COVID-19 vaccine booster that could be available to Americans within the next week. The former acting director of the CDC and president and CEO of Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, Dr. Richard Besser, says that if this booster targets the current Omicron strains, this could be a big step to reducing the number of severe illnesses and death. This is USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.